the Joe and Alex Show. Joe's need to know news, sports, Alex's favorite thing of the day. The Pistons beat the Pacers 114-97 last night in Detroit. The Pacers take on the Chicago Bulls tomorrow night in Chicago. Tonight's Thursday Night Football. The Seahawks take on the Cardinals. We talked about this earlier, but this story is crazy. Three new pieces of Roundabout Art in Carmel are creating quite a stir among residents. The three new pieces were created by an artist named George or Horde. I don't know whatever his name is, but they cost $500,000.
What?
$500,000 for three pieces of art.
Good grief.
Absolutely crazy. This is kind of a sweet story. I remember talking about this, and I was like, I don't think anything's going to happen. I felt bad for this guy, but this 74-year-old guy in Utah needed to find a kidney donor for his wife, and, well, it kind of happened. It worked.
Wayne Winters walks the streets with a sandwich board and a simple message, touching the hearts of drivers passing by and people all around the world.
They said, I saw you on TV, and I like the story. I want to help your wife.
After his story aired on Fox 13, it went viral. Hundreds stepping up to help him and his wife, Deanne, overwhelming Wayne with calls.
Between 700 and 800. Filled my phone up. I'm sitting here with this full phone.
Now, 3 weeks later, he's no longer shuffling along sidewalks, but through the hallways of a hospital. On Sunday, the couple got the call.
We have a kidney for you. Get down here.
A kidney donor passed away, bringing new life to his wife.
Oh my gosh, how cool is that?
That is like pretty freaking awesome.
The guy's walking, and he's 74-year-old man, and he's walking with like a meat sign or whatever, you know, like the big billboard thing, and they actually were able to find somebody. That's an incredible story. We didn't get to talk about this the other day because obviously we don't talk much about sports, but it was big. According to an eyewitness, this Major League Baseball player, Roy Halladay, was flying aggressively before his crash because he was flying one of these planes. And now there's like, did you see the footage? I saw it on TMZ.
Oh, yeah.
It looked like we don't know, but it looks like he was going really low on purpose, like up and down, kind of like as a stunt plane, because it can land on water too. So they're saying that he might have, you know, just been fooling around. We'll know more as they actually get the reports out, but that just sucks so much. And if you're into Starbucks, today is pretty cool. They've got some holiday cheer this week that you can be a part of. You can buy one and get one free. They got the deals going on. The Give Good Sharing event starts today and runs through Monday. It goes from 2 to 5 p.m. So later on this afternoon, that's when you want to take advantage of that. This year, they're offering chestnut praline latte, peppermint mocha, caramel brulee latte. Can't say half of these. Gingerbread latte, eggnog latte. Who enjoys eggnog?
My mother. That's the only person I know.
Disgusting.
Nasty.
Holiday spice flat white and Tivana Joy or Tivana, whatever the heck that is. I'm in the Tivana Joy brewed tea.
Is that your Camila version?
It is.
Tivana.
Buy one, you get one for free. Nah, nah, nah.